Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esther Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But yeah, no, we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, February 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
California Commission dismisses Supervisor Paulding's complaint on election contribution. Pass Ripple School Board to discuss Title IX regulations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the mid-50s. It's 30 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlauger Excavation. They specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The California Fair Political Practices Commission sent a letter in response to Supervisor Jimmy Paulding's complaint against his District 4 supervisorial election opponent, Adam Verdin. The letter simply states the Enforcement Division will not pursue an enforcement action under this matter. Paulding alleged Adam Verdin violated county election regulations by accepting a donation of $11,800 for his campaign, while the limit for the county is $5,900. Verdin's staff said the donation was split between the primary and general election, and the commission agreed, saying, quote, under the Political Reform Act, primary and general elections are considered separate elections, and contribution limits are applicable per election. Adam Verdin released a statement in response to this as well, saying, quote, when elected officials resort to political theatrics and false accusations, it erodes public trust and discourages good people from engaging in local government. Pass Ripple School Board to discuss student bathroom use and Title IX in next meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KBRL News continues at 6:10. In response to requests from previous meetings, the Paso Robles School Board will discuss the implementation of Title IX and how it relates to transgender female student athletes and the use of locker and restroom facilities. This discussion will begin in the next meeting on February 24th. According to the presentation for the agenda item, California law is very clear in its policies. Students are allowed to play on sports teams that match their gender identity, and the California Interscholastic Federation, or CIF, does not ban transgender athletes. The presentation also states that California law allows restroom and locker room use that matches gender identity, and, quote, schools cannot force students to use facilities based only on the sex listed on their birth certificate. By July 1st, California schools must also have at least one all-gender restroom any student can use. The board will discuss district policies, facilitate community input, and consider how to best approach any potential changes to these regulations while still being in compliance with state law. The county sheriff's office announced they made an arrest related to a grocery store theft, thanks to assistance from the public. On February 2nd, deputies responded to a report of a theft at the Vons grocery store in Napomo, where the suspect allegedly stole $4,000 worth of alcohol over the course of an hour by entering and leaving the store multiple times with alcohol concealed in his clothing and backpack. The sheriff's office later identified the suspect as 23-year-old Georgian Lovesmith, who is on parole out of San Diego. The sheriff's office cites the public's help in identifying the suspect, including one photo that provided detectives with critical information. The suspect was arrested in a traffic stop on Highway 101 and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on charges of burglary, grand theft, possession of stolen property, and a parole hold. Detectives also recovered more than $10,000 worth of stolen items during the investigation. The county sheriff's office is once again warning residents of San Luis Obispo County of a recent phone scam. The sheriff's office says scammers are calling residents claiming to be from the sheriff's office and say there's a warrant for their arrest, often for missing federal jury duty. The scammers then demand an immediate payment to avoid being arrested. They are even using the names of real employees to make the call sound legitimate, the sheriff's office post said. The payments are typically requested in the form of gift cards or other non-traceable methods. The sheriff's office emphasizes they will never call to demand money, ask for a payment over the phone to clear a warrant, or request gift cards. If you receive one of these calls, the sheriff's office says to hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement agency. Idler's Home will be hosting the fourth season of the Central Coast Cooking Show starting in March. The live show will feature local food, beer, wine, hospitality, and vendors, and will support the nonprofit organization From the Heart Animal Sanctuary. The live cooking show will be held March 3rd at Idler's Home, featuring Chef Chad Andre from I Love Decatur preparing a delicious five-course meal. This month will also feature Carmelita Flores, live music from Dave Tate, Olivia Olive Oil from Rockhart Ranch, cookies from Paso Cookie Co., and photography from NM Designs. Limited seating tickets for 2026 are held in March, April, May, September, and October, and they can be found at my805tix.com. In sports for the NBA, yesterday the Celtics beat the Warriors 121-110, the Clippers over the Nuggets 115-114, Magic beat the Kings 134-94. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Clippers, the Thunder will go against the Nets, the Nuggets will face the Trailblazers, the Bucks will go against the Pelicans. In California news, a missing skier was found dead at Sugar Pine Glade Trail. This is a separate incident from the missing tour group caught in an avalanche at Lake Tahoe. This took place at North Star California Resort north of Lake Tahoe. Police found the car of a missing 21-year-old man after he was reported for not returning from a skiing trip. His body was eventually found deceased after a search, but is unclear what the cause of death is. A married couple in Southern California, 38-year-old Kaib Don and 40-year-old Wei Nie, have been arrested for operating a large-scale online sex service business. Both suspects were charged with three counts of pimping and one count of conspiracy to commit a crime. The couple pled not guilty to all charges. A male shooting suspect in Los Angeles led police in a pursuit through the Los Angeles County for a little over an hour. His speed rarely exceeded 40 miles per hour, but often drove recklessly and on the wrong side of the road. After the chase, he stopped his vehicle in an alley, exited the car slowly with his hands raised, and was taken into custody without further incident. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, the White House issued a new executive order declaring elemental phosphorus a material critical to U.S. national security and food production. Phosphorus is a key ingredient in military technologies, including smoke and illumination devices, semiconductors, radar systems, and lithium-ion batteries. It's also essential for producing glyphosate-based herbicides, the most widely used crop protection tools in American agriculture. Now, the order warns that without reliable access to glyphosate, farm productivity would drop sharply, food costs would rise, and some cropland could be forced out of production. Currently, the U.S. has just one domestic producer of elemental phosphorus and imports more than 6 million kilograms each year. Using authority under the Defense Production Act, President Trump directed the USDA to prioritize and safeguard domestic phosphorus production in coordination with the U.S. Department of Defense. The goal, they say, is to strengthen military readiness, protect farmers' access to vital inputs, and reduce reliance on foreign supply chains overall.
Come join us at the Stevenson Angus Spring Production Sale. 280 Angus sell on Sunday, March 1st. Age advantaged and PAP tested, these bulls are designed to improve performance, carcass, and maternal function. Also featured is a fancy set of replacement heifers, open and ready to breed. The sale will be at the White Sulphur Springs Ranch and broadcast live for remote buyers. Find us on Facebook or visit our website at StevensonAngus.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Relax, reconnect, and indulge close to home with Spa Allegretto's Locals Staycation at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Enjoy a cozy escape designed just for locals, featuring a split bottle of Allegretto wine, a 2-for-1 wine tasting, and 20% off spa treatments, plus a complimentary room upgrade based on availability. From soothing massages to restorative spa experiences, it's the perfect way to slow down, savor great wine, and enjoy time together. Spa Allegretto, relaxation beautifully shared.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. A recent downturn in global wine consumption has created ripple effects throughout the supply chain in California's grape-growing regions. Since 2024, farmers have torn out tens of thousands of acres of vineyards. Despite the reduction in acreage, roughly a quarter of last year's crop went unpicked due to a lack of demand, according to industry estimates. With less vineyard acreage and growers cautious about investing in a crop that might not get sold, San Joaquin County grower Bruce Fry said work opportunities for vineyard crews have become scarcer. There are lots of labor contractors looking for work, Fry told Ag Alert in a field report. There seem to be more people looking for work because so many vineyards have been taken out. Fry added he was being cautious about their costs and inputs, such as pruning and herbicide applications this year. We started pruning a little late compared to years past due to unknown markets for our grapes, he said. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning, then clearing up to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 20s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with a few clouds. Highs in the upper 50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, cloudy on Tuesday, mostly cloudy on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Upper 60s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday and Thursday, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 30 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The economy cooled more than expected at the end of last year. Economic growth slowed in the fourth quarter, expanding just 1.4%, weaker than predicted and down from 4.4% in the third quarter. Before the GDP report was released, President Trump posted that the government shutdown cost the USA at least 2 points in GDP, and he called again for the Fed to lower interest rates. Inflation numbers for the end of last year came in as expected. The December PCE price index rose 0.4% for the year ending in December. The increase 2.9% and 3% for core PCE, excluding food and energy. The Financial Times says chipmaker NVIDIA is close to agreeing to invest $30 billion in OpenAI. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero is celebrating their 47th anniversary by giving you a 40% discount on selected frames. Don't miss this opportunity to update your look, and our veteran team is ready to assist you in finding the perfect frame at 40% off. This special offer cannot be combined with insurance or other promotions. If you're looking for glasses or frames from infants to adults, you will find the top brand names in fashion eyewear at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero. Both Michael and Kathy invite you to celebrate with them on their 47th anniversary by giving you 40% off on selected frames. If you want to look your best, come see us at Michael's Optical.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822. 8822.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. The perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that. 238-KPRL on this Friday edition here on The Right Choice. Afternoon, Open Mic Friday. It'll be Kenny and Darcia, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that here on The Right Choice. Let's see here. Little Jimmy, the county supervisor, also the attorney. And he was told that what Mr. Verdin was doing was legal. He was told by Chuck Bell, one of the best attorneys in the state. He's retired. He's been on Sound Off. And he explained to little Jimmy that this was okay. Dan Dowd's office also sent little Jimmy a letter saying the office has closed his referred complaint, having found no evidence to support his allegation. Again, little Jimmy is an attorney. He didn't take the advice of another attorney. This probably can't be proved, but this was deliberate to try to just damage Verdin's reputation going into an election. What's interesting about this is that the California Fair Political Practice Commission, they usually take quite a bit of time to respond to these type of things. Maybe little Jimmy was hoping this would carry over and he can use it in his campaign against Adam. However, it backfired. Well, we'll see. Because this was started in February and it's already over. Well, maybe not over from many standpoints, but... So again, this can't be proven, but this was deliberate trying to do damage, but it sounds like filthy politics again, but no surprise coming out of this county. So we will see. We will see. It'll be up to the voters, but I think voters, the type of voters that have voted for people such as Adam Hill and little Jimmy in the past, they don't care about that. They don't care. They have absolutely no ethics whatsoever. All righty, let's see here. I got a, was that a text? No. Oh, no, this is the email. This email came in yesterday. All right, here it is. It says, I recently noticed that people are putting their pictures on emails. What's up with that? I don't know. Chris, has this been going on for a while?
Died. It's a personal preference, honestly.
But have you noticed it?
No, I don't pay attention to people's pictures in their email.
Well, okay, I wouldn't. Would you put your picture on your attach it to your email?
No.
Okay. Sir, I don't know why people are doing it. myself. I have noticed it. However, I did a little work this morning. Let's see here. The key reason for adding a photo to email includes building trust. A photo adds a human touch. Well, sometimes it could backfire. If somebody sent me a picture look like Quasimodo, I don't know how impressed I would be about that. Let's see here. Identification and branding. It helps recipients identify the sender quickly and promotes personal. Well, if Chris sends me an email, I know it's Chris.
Because it's got my email on it, it's got my name.
That's right. It's got his name on it.
Well, hey, in some ways, though, it might be easy to fake being somebody else because, what if you get sent an email that looks like mine and it's me saying, oh, this is just, my personal email or a different email that I use. Then again, a photo doesn't exactly help with that either because you can just grab a photo of me.
Right. Our pictures. But let me see. A high-quality headshot can make an email signature look more professional and polished.
I mean, imagine if you want to get an acting gig. I can imagine that would help.
I guess. But with AI, who knows? Okay. Let me see here. Showing a face makes the interaction feel more authentic. Okay. Look, do what you want. So, sir, again, to answer your question, what's up with that? Here's some of the things I came across. If people want to do it, they want to do it. Let them have at it. However, I can't help but wonder, because of AI and what we've seen or heard of regarding how you can take somebody's photo and manipulate it into, let's just say, not so flattering pictures or maybe even little movies, if you get my drift. And also, because there's a lot of sleaze bags out there, would one want to be careful about doing that anyway? I always go back to years ago, it was, I'm not going to say, real popular, but it was somewhat trendy at the time for people to put storks in their front yard when they gave birth. And I can remember telling Linda, I said, I think that's dangerous. And, of course, she goes, well, why? Because, my thoughts go all over the place. Because that's letting somebody know that there is more than likely a lady home who just gave birth, and she's probably, in many cases, by herself. And there's a lot of bad people out there. I didn't think that even with a couple of other things. I can't think off the top of my head. But, again, remember the culture that we live in now. Scams, scam artists, et cetera, et cetera. So, but it's your choice. I don't care to do that. I just hope Chad doesn't start doing that. If he does, I don't know what I'm going to do. All right. What else do we have here going on in the case state or the county? The fraudsters demanding money. Okay. The scams. Chris, I'm just guessing since you don't spend a lot of time on the phone. In your short life, have you gotten many scams?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Despite not spending much time on the phone, your phone number exists out there, and they will call you. They will contact you. Fortunately, my phone has some weird automatic scam filter. Most of the time, it's right. Sometimes it gets it wrong. Like one time, it considered my bank's phone number a scam, but it warns me that this is a possible scam number.
Okay, but they don't leave messages.
Sometimes they do. Some ones leave a voicemail, other ones don't. And voicemail or not, it's really easy in the first few words they say to tell whether this is a scam.
What's your tip when you hear it or read it that this is BS?
If you're not expecting something is probably the easiest way I can put it. Because when you get a phone call or you owe something, you're probably expecting it in some way because you've been emailed about it, because that's the easiest way to get a hold of somebody, or you might remember doing something, but If you don't remember or think that something sounds not right, it's probably a scam. That, and it's also the automatic voice. I mean, every system these days has an automatic voice or, you know, a messaging system, but that's, it's hard to explain. Like, scammers just have ones that make it so obvious.
Well, you know,
how about this way? When you call into something, they will greet you with a voice messaging system. Do they usually do the same when they're calling you?
I don't know because I can't remember.
I'm trying to think of a time where I was called by an agency or, like, you know, a bank or a health officer or something like that, and it was an automatic voice messaging system. Usually, it's a human.
Now I get it. Yeah, because I've had you know, whatever bank, they would personally, I would hear a real voice.
Right.
Hey, Kevin, this is so-and-so from XYZ Bank. Can you give me a call?
Right. Though in the case of this sheriff's office scam, that seems to be, you know, real people doing it, posing as sheriff's office agents.
Well, what's interesting is that they're using some real names from the department, apparently.
Right. I mean, that's probably not hard to get. I'm willing to bet most of their names are public.
Well, they are, but again, so impersonating. I forget what show the other day, because I've scratched my head about this, and I know I've asked you about it 100 times, is, it was on... Was it on Clay and Travis earlier this week where they had the FCC chairman on kind of begging for, is there a way to crack down on these scamsters?
Right. We've talked about that before. And my simplest answer is that a lot of scams operate outside of the United States where local law enforcement just would not bother trying to deal with them.
Well, maybe with a different administration, things change because, you know, scams are happening in other countries, too. So maybe something could be done about this. And they need to be told to go skiing in an avalanche.
Do you recall what the FCC guy said in response to Clay and Travis?
I didn't, because I was walking, you know, I was walking down the hallway and I heard it. I almost stopped to listen, but I had to, I don't know. Clip my toenails or something. I forget.
Pick up your keys off the ground.
Yeah, pick up my keys off the ground. Yeah, so when I bent down, I couldn't hear as well. So I missed that. So anyway, someday I hope there's a way to figure out and get these sleaze bags and just do what you want with them. Hopefully nothing nice. Hopefully nothing nice. I'm just fed up with, you know, people like that. You know, often... Well, I have done this a couple of times on, and I'm going back, on emails, and once in a while, I would get a wild hair, and I would answer a phone. And a couple of times, I would say, let me see, is I'm going to reach through this phone. I'm going to hunt you down like a dog. And... usually they hang up, but one or two times they got ticked off and they wanted to get into an argument. And then I would just say, I bet your parents are very proud of you. Bam, phone goes down. Matter of fact, I feel like doing that again. I haven't done it in probably about 8 or 10 years. So maybe I'll get one. I can do that, just be an idiot.
You know, there's a guy on YouTube who actually has a channel dedicated to nothing but wasting scammers' time. In a way, I guess his own, but he gets a kick out of it.
So he plays with them.
Basically, yeah. He plays with them over the course of several hours. I think his longest record is leading a scammer on for 12 hours. Not at once, but, you know, over the course of several days.
So He's just playing. He's playing along, asking them or answering questions, and not revealing much, or just
basically. He's also acting as a technologically inept old person. He's got a voice. He's got a voice changer, like a filter that makes him sound like an old lady, and he just talks very slowly and constantly. It has to, like, ask for instructions again after immediately receiving them, and just ignores sometimes what they say, and he just goes and does something completely off the rails anyway, and they have to try and backpedal him back to their scam. Or just be like, hang on a second, I got to talk to my grandson real quick.
Does he get nasty?
The scammer or the guy?
The guy.
No, he doesn't. So,
well, much too young, and many of you may have forgotten. I would have to hear the one that Chris is talking about, but I'm thinking it was back in the 80s, and I heard of them, but I didn't listen to them until, I don't know, somebody passed it along to me years later. Chris, I don't know if you've heard of these guys. I think it's called the Jerky Boys.
Doesn't sound familiar.
Okay, they would call people, and this stuff was hilarious. I mean, they would just mess with people. And it's just funnier than heck. In my own sick way, I kind of like stuff like that. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin. This is not a commercial, but I was with Verizon for years, and I kept getting maybe 5 to 10 spam calls a day, maybe more. So I got tired of them charging me $65 a month for the same rate I got for $25 a month from Spectrum. And now when people call me, there's an automated message. If they don't recognize the number, it says, why are you calling and what is your purpose? And they have to leave a message why they're calling, and I can either read their message and accept the call or hang up on them and block them.
Well, when I had Verizon, at least to their credit with mine, and I don't know why it would be different, but it would alert me. You know, a phone would ring and it said possible spam.
Well, yeah, I had that too with Verizon, but a lot of people got through. Just the same. I mean,
and
I had to answer the calls because most of my patients had different area codes.
Mm-hmm.
You never know where they're coming from anymore, if they're local or not.
Right.
And so oftentimes after about the third or fourth time one day, I said something I shouldn't have. It turned out to be a patient.
Oops.
That's what I said. Oops. So I backpedaled quickly. But that's been I've noticed a difference right now. So I went from $65 a month to $25 a month. And Verizon said the best they could do for me was 65. So I said, well, adios.
Well, I do you remember the story I told you about Verizon and me when I changed?
No.
Well, they were charging me $106 or $108 a month.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so on the day that we were getting a changeover, while we were doing it, because my engineer had it to help me because of sinks and anyway.
Right.
I was getting emails from Verizon telling me what a valued customer I have been for 20 years and that they would give me $20 off a month for a whole year if I was going to stay with them. And I think I received 3 of those in the course of the hour that we were saying bye-bye to Verizon.
I threatened to quit the first time. They said, we can drop you to 65. That's as low as we can go. Because I was at like 98 or something. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I own my phone, so I'm not paying for my phone. So I finally wised up to hear all these ads on the TV and the radio about Pure Talk and all these other T-Mobile that can give you $25 a month unlimited. And I'm going, why am I still here with Verizon?
No, that's the point I got to. You know, some of it was I'd been thinking about it, but some of it, frankly, was I was being lazy because I knew it was going to be a pain in the neck, and it ended up, you know, an hour and a half trying to do it. I mean, it was a pain in the neck. However, to save that money, it's well worth it.
Well, to add to your point, when I wanted to leave Verizon, I owned my phone, but according to the phone people, they owned my number. So I had to get permission for them to release my phone number, and they made it very difficult to even find the link to let me do that. I had to do some research on that just to get the release number. And after that, it was like, adios.
Yeah, they asked, you have to get a PIN number. And that,
right.
That was the probably the lengthiest process, getting the PIN number from Verizon. That's when they started sending the emails, you know, what a great customer I've been all these years and blah, 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 blah.
Well, they sent me an email saying, thank you for your loyalty, but we're not changing your rate. That was supposed to be the lowest I could go.
Well.
So I said, adios. Like I said, I'm not with Charter. And yet, as of now, it's been pretty good. and I'm planning a trip to Europe in the summer this year. And for $5 more a month, I get international calling.
Now,
so upgrade for the month and then drop back down again.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So you can do it for a limited time.
Yeah, it's not like a contract. You just do it.
Yeah, no, that's super, because some companies in a situation like that, if you sign up, you have to do it for a minimum of 6 months or a year or something like that.
Well, yeah, and when I went over on the cruise to Australia, it was $10 a day just to make one phone call, additional to my giving rate with Verizon. So on a 25-day trip, it cost me almost $250 for phone service until I did something different.
Well, remember the days when we did get charged for, on a regular phone service for long-distance calls?
I know. Now it's crazy. Yeah, I guess the whole world has changed. You don't need a long-distance operator or anything.
No.
So on your morning conversation, you mentioned that little Jimmy Paulding. What was his charge? I missed that.
It had to do with money, campaign contributions, and along those lines. And again, it can't be proven, but he deliberately did this knowing that nothing was wrong.
Just trying to
tarnish Adam's name or reputation.
Right. I hope it doesn't work, but I agree with your point that some people will for anybody who has the D after their name, even if they're Newsom.
Yep. All right, we got to go. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate it, and we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The California Fair Political Practices Commission sent a letter in response to Supervisor Jimmy Paulding's complaint against his District 4 supervisorial opponent, Adam Verdin. The letter simply states the Enforcement Division will not pursue an enforcement action under this matter. Paulding alleged Adam Verdin violated county election regulations by accepting a donation of $11,800, while the limit for the county is $5,900. The donation was split between the primary and general election, and the commission agreed that this was legal. In response to previous requests from the Paso Robles School Board, we'll discuss the implementation of Title X and how it relates to transgender female and student athletes and the use of locker and restroom facilities in its next meeting on Tuesday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies this morning, clearing up a little this afternoon, highs in the mid-50s, it's 30 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Deborah Valentine. Two major wildfires are burning in the Texas Panhandle.
The 8-Ball Fire in Armstrong County has scorched more than 9,000 acres, and it is currently 25% contained. The Lavender Fire in Oldham County, also covering 9,000 acres, it is just 10% contained.
Fox 4 Dallas-Fort Worth's Dion Anglin reporting the Texas Panhandle is facing increased wildfire risk due to dry conditions and high winds. Two gold medals for Team USA during Thursday's Olympic competition. Fox's Chanley Painter says Alyssa Liu of Team USA won the gold in women's figure skating.
20-year-old Liu from the San Francisco Bay Area performed a near flawless free skate to upstage her Japanese rivals at the Milan Cortina Games.
Team USA beat Canada, winning the gold in overtime in women's hockey. America's listening to Fox News.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. In 2020, she and her husband took the reins, inheriting not just a business, but a legacy built on relationships and care. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work? The pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
10 and a half minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL, time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In the NBA, Cade Cunningham put on a show at Madison Square Garden.
79-71 Detroit. Cade splits the defense, goes to the... And threw it down with the left hand. 81-71.
You okay?
Yeah, man.
You heard it all on the Ticket Pistons Radio Network. They outscored the Knicks 126-111, and Cunningham ended with 42 points. Kevin Durant had 35 points as the Rockets survived 105-101 against the Hornets. The Clippers and the Nuggets went down to the wire, but L.A. survived 115-114. Benedict Mathurin off the bench for L.A. had 38 points. The Spurs have won 7 in a row after rolling past the Suns 121-94. Celtics outscored the Warriors 121-110, and the Magic crushed the Kings 131-94, handing Sacramento their 15th straight loss.
And sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. All right, as we're ready to go here and continue with this.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, what are we looking at today? Well, clouds early with maybe a little bit of sunshine, but clouds hanging around for the most part. Highs should be in the mid-50s, clear tonight. Overnight lows, little chilly. Make sure those pipes are taken care of, upper 20s to low 30s. And then, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny on your Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. And Sunday will warm up a little bit to the upper 60s Monday with some clouds. Cloudy, upper 60s Tuesday. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 70. Low 70s Thursday, and low 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 5. Up and down, 6:45 a.m., 5:50 p.m., and we are at 31 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. They've been down there in Atascadero since 1979, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier, along with outstanding apparel. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, second day call for this. All the information I have here is a 9-month-old female tabby, spayed, white chest and white feet. Last seen a... Let's see here. Last seen wearing a pink collar. Doesn't have the location or any of the area, but here is the phone number if you can help out. I mean, the pink collar may be a big help. 805-459-5777. That's 459-5777. If you lose one or find one, winged or webbed, 2-footed or more, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. Or reception at kprl.com. The World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your countywide approved concealed carry team. Okay, we've got 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Oh, Friday trivia. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course out yonder at the airport, the One Diner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. All right, Friday, so that means I play a little bit of a tease of a song. You have to call in if you think you know the name of the artiste or the name of the song and the important stuff. Here we go. It is a must that you must not answer a question with a question or have your answer with the inflection sound like a question. Those are no-nos. We've learned that in second grade, hopefully. All right, so good luck. Here we go. this was a big one, a real big song, and it's has been used in a lot of film. Here we go. Two three eight five seven seven five two three eight KPRL. Oh man, it was and it was used in another way, which is kind of funny. Kind of funny. We'll get to that. But let's go to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy Sinatra, these boots are made for walking.
Made for walking.
Yep. Do you know where that came from?
Nope.
Well, I will tell you. The song, because it was written by Lee Hazelwood. They did a lot of work together. But it was inspired by a Frank Sinatra movie. It was a comedy western. And his line was, they tell me them boots ain't built for walking. So Lee Hazelwood heard the line, got a song, daughter, next is history. Well done. May I have your name, please?
Ron Nelson.
All right, we got you down. Enjoy your day, sir, as we get ready for this number one hit. It was released in December of 1965, recorded in November of 65, and it went to the top of the charts in 1966. The big one from Nancy Sinatra.
Shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Now, that song, you know, again, it was written in 65 and went to the top in 66. If you listen to it closely with some headphones on, the Wrecking Crew does a fabulous job on music. Take the lyrics out of it and just listen to the music the way they do it. It's just absolutely amazing. The song was covered by Megadeth, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Jessica Simpson. And I've got something really, well, maybe somewhat insulting for a number one song the way it was used another way.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Idler's Home will be hosting the fourth season of the Central Coast Cooking Show starting in March. This will feature local food, beer, wine, hospitality, and vendors, and will be supporting the nonprofit organization From the Heart Animal Sanctuary. Seating tickets can be found at my805tix.com. In response to requests from previous meetings, the Passerable School Board will discuss the implementation of Title IX and how it relates to transgender female student-athletes and the use of locker and restroom facilities. You can attend the meeting on Tuesday in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s, it's 31 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt, Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
How else was it used during the 1993 standoff in Waco between David Koresh and the FBI? The FBI played Sinatra's recording of the song on a loudspeaker in an attempt to torment Koresh and his followers, hoping they would surrender. Oh, boy. All right, another two to go this hour, brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.